It's a good morning to you, and welcome to Tech Ego. And yesterday we continued. We were talking about data poverty, and unfortunately, I did not have. I did not have. I only had, I think, Uncle Buana on the show. And today we are going to talk about, of course, on data poverty. If you want to make a contribution, you can come through. You can still come through if you want to make a contribution on the topic of yesterday. Today we are going to look at, we are going to go a little bit further with a big news, a big thing that is playing out in news today, and that is the sanctions on web, the sanctions on sites where, let me put it this way, the U.S. Department of Justice or Justice Department, working together with the FBI, that's an intelligence agency. They have discovered that the Russians deployed a malware system that they used to target businesses in USA, and they made money from that. So they made money from that with a malware system. So you will not notice it. So it's something, it's a software that they install, or it's something that they, it's a software that they use that you can't detect, and they are making money out of that, so they can either directly attack your business or sneak into your business, and then they'll be taking money little by little. And according to the Justice Department, the Russian benefited from that. And not only that, the Germans have also discovered some servers located in Germany that they also blocked. So they discovered a darknet, what they call a darknet services or a darknet site. And this darknet market site has around about 17 million users and tens of thousands of vendors. And mostly the people that are on this darknet site or dark web are Russian speaking people. So the accounts that are there are 17 million accounts. So this is a cryptocurrency exchange site. These are cryptocurrency exchange sites that the Americans and Germans or German authorities believe that it is being used by the Russians to trade in illicit drugs. Okay? So having said that, they shut down the sites that are located in Germany, that are servers, and then they seized the Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency that is worth 23 million euros, and that is of course 25 million US dollars. So all these sanctions are coordinated sanctions against Russia by the U.S. and its allies because of what happened in Bucha. Have you seen the images in Bucha? That the Russians are denying that these images are staged. And because of the Bucha incidents of killing civilians, the Americans and other and their allies have come up with this part of sanctions is to shut down the Russians, the Russians in networks or Russians web networks, such as this dark net. And then they say the Russian-based sites are selling illegal things, illegal stuff, dangerous drugs, and other illegal offerings. The sanctions also targeted the Hydra Market Exchange and Garantex. That is currency exchange. So these sanctions also targeted the Hydra Market and this Garantex. These are all Russian sites. So this was done so today these sanctions were announced yesterday, the 5th of April. So the sanctions were announced I think I'm mixing dates here. Today is Thursday. Today should be 7th. So these sanctions were announced on Tuesday. That is April 5th. So where I want to go is that anything about Russia, whether it is technology or it is whatever, is under fire. So anything about Russia, whether it is technology or it is under fire, including fuel. So this takes us to what we were talking about the other day when we were looking at the issue of dependency. The issue of dependency. Now, today we want to discuss the issue of tech deterrency. How far are you able to go in deterring a tech attack or a tech? Because this is a tech war. It's a tech war. And I don't see the winner in this war. Or maybe let me ask you a question. Who is the winner as far as this war is concerned? If there should be a tech war, who do you think the winner is? The winner to me is the person that has the most latest innovation. So that is the person that can be the winner. And I'm going to give you more time today so that we may discuss this one. But first of all, let me lay down some points. Do you remember in 2017 when the tech war between China and the USA started? Do you know where it ended? Who won? Nobody's talking about it. So it ended. It just disappeared like a smoke. It was covered by other things. COVID-19 came in and then disrupted it. This Ukrainian one, is a Ukrainian. Ukraine is a stage. But the big people, the players are not the Ukrainians. The players are Russia, NATO, China, India, in America. So you have five players. Russia, NATO, America, China, and India. So all these countries are tech gurus. They are industrialized. So, but they are using Ukraine as a stage. And the war is not, is in as much as it is conventional, it is now, it has now become cyber. It has now become a cyber war. The point that the Americans and the Germans are shutting down the the dark net, the crypto. So it has now come to crypto. But crypto is independent to the point that if you shut down this account, a new account will be open in 2 minutes' time. So if you shut out, if you shut down a web, you are not victorious. So this is just politics. I know that politicians have a time, have a good way of getting trying to find victory in anything. But if we argue it from a tech point of view, there is no winner. Do you know that the people that were shut down from YouTube are now posting their video in BitChute and other platforms? There are platforms such as the HiWire, where people they go there and watch and watch videos. Some certain videos that you are very controversial that you cannot find on YouTube, but those websites are now gaining momentum because they have users. So we were talking about dependency or dependence. Now we are talking about deterrence. So who is able to deter who technologically? And that is what we are looking at today. So who is able to deter who? Can the Germans be successful and the Americans? Can the G7? Can the whole world put together be successful to deter the Russians technologically? 2 weeks ago, there were suggestions from Mikhail Fedorov, I think he's the Prime Minister of Ukraine. I stand to be corrected there with his word, with his name. He suggested that Russia should be removed from the world's internet, and the world internet body, the international, the ICANN. I forgot the meaning of the International Corporation for Assigning Names and Numbers. Yes. So that's an international corporation or internet corporation for assigning names and numbers, the ICANN. They came out to say, look, internet cannot be politicized. Internet is something that is beyond politics. Whatever is happening in politics cannot affect internet. So we will not shut down the Russians. But before that, the Russians were also working to create their own internet, and they successfully launched that, their own internet, in 2019. And last year, they successfully revamped it again. So as if they were preparing for moments such as this. Now, I don't want to go into sanctions because that's political. It has nothing to do with tech. But let's dwell in tech. We are talking about deterrence. Using tech as a weapon, or using technology as a weapon, as both offensive and defensive weapon. So now technology is being weaponized, and tech companies are now being used as soldiers or as battlefields. So can this war be won? Does this war have a winner? Because with conventional war, we are hearing the media around, they're saying the Ukrainian army took took back the cities, and but if you look at those cities that were taken back, you see really that there is really nothing to talk about having taken back, because everything is in ruins. Bodies are still lying in the street, including bodies of both civilian and Ukrainian soldiers. So with conventional war, you can really tell who the winner is. Like, without taking side, you can tell already who is the winner in Ukraine is, who the winner in Ukraine is. That's a conventional war of jets and missiles and whoever and whatever. But with a cyber war, there is no winner. With a cyber war, there is no winner, because you don't know what I know, and I don't know what you know. You don't know what I can do, and I don't know what you can do. So if you shut me out of this site, I create my own site. So, and you also don't have guarantee that your own security is really security. So in as much as you can shut me out, you also don't have guarantee that your own sites are secured, because there's no secured site. Remember that Amazon, Google, and all these big companies were hacked into 2017, 2018, 2019, and they lost a lot of money. So there is no website safe. Not even FBI can do it. If the FBI were safe enough, they would not have said the Russians colluded with the elections in 2016. So if the FBI were smart enough, they would have deterred the Russians from colluding with their elections result. So in a cyber field, in a cyber battlefield, nobody is wiser than the other. So nobody is wiser than the other. Because you create an application to counter this, I can create an application to counter your application. So it will be just counter after the other. So, therefore, within this 30 minutes that is in here, that is left, let's discuss. Those who are keen in technology, at least you need to come through now and tell us. Is there a winner in a cyber war? Is there a winner in a cyber conflict? In a conventional conflict, we know who the winner is. We can know. Because we see the destruction.
It's Sunday lunch, and Mama's cooked our favorite real good chicken.
Lunch is ready.
I hand her my plate, hoping to get my favorite piece of chicken, the drumstick. Salad, pumpkin, rice, and now for the moment I've been waiting for, the most delicious chicken ever. Of course I got a drumstick, because Mum buys the 2 kilograms real good chicken mixed portion bags, so that everybody in the family can enjoy their favorite piece of chicken. Real good chicken, real tender, real tasty, real good. Proud project of Namib Poultry.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Right, it is 29 minutes past the hour of 29 minutes to the hour of 12. And that is the time here. So if you want to be part of the conversation, 083-288-401, that's a number in studio. We are discussing the issue of cyber war. Because we can say there are sanctions because people are using political words. But this is a cyber war. It's a cyber attack. It's a cyber war, and somebody else might respond in a different way. And my question is there a winner in a cyber conflict? Is there a winner in a cyber conflict? And how do we determine the winner in a cyber conflict? I can hope that my lines are working very well because everything is in line here. Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Well, I am not a tech expert. And in fact, I'm very, very challenged when it comes to technology. Hello?
We can hear you.
However, I have a clear understanding of wars. The purpose of war is not necessarily to have a winner. The purpose of war is to come to an amicable agreement, amicable come to the negotiation table, you negotiate and you forge a new way forward.
No, you are mixing between war and diplomacy. Because it's only diplomacy that has aims to come up with an amicable solution.
No.
So
diplomacy war, are a result of wars.
War comes as a result of a failed diplomatic battlefield.
But then, regardless, it still leads back to negotiation where new diplomacy is forged. Wars have been there ever since the beginning of times. What is happening in this specific scenario is the West has been dominating way too long and way too far. Their territorial dominance is even in areas where it's far from their control. So either way, be it technological, way be it conventional warfare, it should lead people to a negotiation. It's going to lead them to a negotiation, whether somebody has to relax their powers or they have to reduce their boundaries. The aim is to get people to a negotiation platform. So even in tech, it wouldn't be any different. It wouldn't be any different. The Americans would threaten in whatever form they have, and whoever is being threatened would defend themselves. But the aim is to come back to negotiations. It's not necessarily I destroy your city and I put up my flag. No. Yes, I destroy your city, it must be redeveloped anyway. Or I attack, and wherever you are weak, and you happen to notice the shortcoming you have in that area, if you don't want me to attack you anymore, we should come up with a negotiation acceptable on both sides, because it's about power. It is about power at the end of the day. That is my input. And
thank you very much.
End there.
Yes, thank you very much. Right, you can also come through. The question is, who is the winner? Well, let me just give you a winner. In the First World War, the war was won by who? By the West and the Allies. The Russians also. And in the Second World War, the war again was won by the Allied force. and the effect, of the war won or the defeat of Germany is still felt today. And without going into the depth of that, the limitation that Germany was given and the limitation that Japan was given, so it still felt up to today. So that's a conventional war. And who is a winner in a cyber war? Who is a winner in the cyber war? Who was a winner in Iraq war? Of course, you can say the U.S. won because they captured Saddam and they did what they wanted. So the winner in Libyan war, NATO won because Gaddafi was captured and they did what they wanted with him. He was not actually captured. He died on a battlefield to him with his defense minister. They decided, no, we are not going to be captured. We will fight on. So who won in Vietnam? It's debatable. Who won in the Korean War? That is debatable. But who won in Afghanistan? Another debatable. But in Iraq, we can say, fine. Saddam was toppled, taken, hanged, tried, hanged. The Japanese emperor of 1945 was, prosecuted in a court in the outskirts of Tokyo. The end of Hitler is debatable. So, there are cases where you can say the conventional war has a winner, but who is a winner in a cyber war? So who is a winner in a cyber war? Like I said, if you want to deter somebody technologically, you need to have technological means to do that. So you create your own defensive mechanism. And at the same time, you also create your own offensive mechanisms to be able to deter your opponent. Like I said, when COVID-19 hit the shores of the world, the people created videos and YouTube started to take down the content that they considered to be conspiracy theories. Do you know what happened? They started creating their own sites. And then you can download those videos at BitChute and other websites. So did they win against conspiracy? You make your judgment. In cyber, if you shut the other person down from this one, you are helping them to open another one. So did you win? It is out of your dictionary. It becomes out of your dictionary. Maybe the word win needs to be redefined. But what is going on between China, Russia, America? It's a tech economic war. And not only Russia that is suffering, the Chinese also had their own TikTok targeted in, I think it was last year. 2020. In 2020, Trump started to target TikTok. And the Indian authorities started to ban hundreds of Chinese applications from being used in India. So did they win against the Chinese? No. Why can't they win? It is because it is innovation against innovation. So innovation against innovation, it is hard to tell who is a winner. Because that which you are preventing from happening can happen elsewhere. So did you win? That which you prevent from happening or from taking place can take place elsewhere. For example, if you shut down a website, a new website will be open and content will be transferred to that other website. If you shut down cryptocurrency, there are a lot of crypto platforms that are opening as we speak. So as we speak now, every minute, every second, there is a new website, there is a new site, there is a new application that is launched. So are you going to win that war? When the Americans hit the towns of Mosul, Tikrit, Kirkuk, Basrar, Nasiriyah, all those towns in Iraq, they won the war. But then, after that came insurgents, the insurgent attacks, which are still going on up to now until the Americans at least reduce their soldiers in Iraq. Now, that is conventional. In conventional, you lose and you start to do you start to come up with insurgent attacks. But when it comes to the web war, the cyber war, it's complicated. It's a complex war. They've only managed to seize 23 million euros from those sites. That's only 25 million US dollars to a site that is worth billions of dollars. Where are those billions? They've been transferred to other crypto platforms. Because these people are not sleeping. They know that sanctions are gonna catch up with them. So they create other means. It's not like in the 90s where things were manual, where things depended on on banks. It was cash money, hard cash, fiat currency. Now we are talking about electronic money, which can be transferred from one account to the other in real time, seamlessly. So is there any country that can win this these days with sanctions? Well, we shall go for a short break and we'll continue. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you?
Yes.
Yes, Rance.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Rance, I think we should start with defining this battle concerning cryptocurrency. The old English adage, you can win the battle, but it doesn't mean that you have won the war.
Yeah.
Meaning that what is inside the machines, you can never win over imaginations of people. So what Germany is trying to do, what the NATO is trying to do, is just going into a battle, and they will repeatedly continue going into battle, but they will never win this war, simply because, as you have mentioned or said, that there are many platforms to do business in cryptocurrency. I think the long and the short is it's just a game, a harping. Just keep on harping the same way as happening with showing photos of gore and what have you, but they never showed such things as to what Israel did in Palestine, etc. So it's just propaganda, and it's just a battle that they will never win. I think that's the long and the short. Thank you, sir.
So you feel that nobody can win?
No, nobody. You cannot win if people, as long as people have got imagination. They go to the computer and they open. The cryptocurrency is not something dangerous that can grab. So if they can move that from platform A, and you block platform A, they move to platform B. You block B, they move back to A, or they move to C, or if you finish the alphabet, they make A1, and if you finish, they make 1, 2, 3, etc., etc. So it's very futile. I mean, and it's only, I think, a way of a diplomat or of a diplomatic war to keep the issue of Ukraine on the radar of people's minds. It is not really something that is something to achieve something. I think that's a long and a short. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. He's saying that, look, there's something that is intangible that you cannot, like the way I'm holding these headphones, you cannot keep it to yourself like this. You put it in your pocket. It's something that is intangible. Your hands are not in control. So how then do you come to say you are putting a restriction to it? Is that really successful? Will you be successful in doing that? So how do you become successful in something that is not that you cannot touch? Yes.
Yes, Franz.
Yes, how are you?
Morning, I'm okay, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, Franz. One paper. I think, Master Franz, if we look at the issue of Ukraine and the Russian, I think NATO and the American, when it comes to information, they are winning it. But when it goes to the ground and the reality, the Russians are doing it. That's why I'm saying the information, especially when it comes to Africa, which we benefit, it's not the what is happening in the ground. It's a different story. When it comes to, because remember for one thing that, you know, even now they start breaking the what, I think they, even Facebook and the other social media, when it comes to the Russian, I think somehow they are winning it, the way we see the reality when it comes to technology, especially information. They are there. But when it comes to like cryptocurrency, I think, yeah, it's a different story when you see it. Because you remember one thing that, you know, Chinese, they are backing up the Russian. And they are also expanding their what? technology to be unknown everywhere, especially when it comes to the rest of Africa. I think somehow, when it comes to information, to obtain information, like maybe to get like a media where they are reporting, the American and the IRS, they are winning it. But when it comes to reality, like a corrupt currency, exchange of money, the Russian, I'm telling you, that's why you see when the dollar is down. If you can see how the dollar has been depleting. That's why even the Russian, they make sure that when they are buying their crude oil,
what do you mean the dollar is down?
No, it's matter of fact, no more like the same way before this war starts. You can see now, like even in our exchange, when it comes to Namibian dollars, it's not anymore the same the way it used to be.
No, but it used to be 13, 14 there, 17.
No. It was last time it was even somewhere around like 16.
Yeah, it used to be 16.
Yeah, now you can say that it's going in like a 12 point something. You can see that it's depleting. It's not the same anymore. You can see that. That's why you see even the Russian money when it comes to the stock exchange. They are doing very well there. Somehow in the reality doesn't reflect what is happening in the media. That's what I'm saying. What we are getting, when what we are benefiting in Africa is a different story, what is happening there. And I think somehow, also, because we talk about also independence, African, we are depending, I don't think even in Africa we have any our social media we need to communicate. Maybe as there's somewhere, but I'm not aware of it. We are created by African. I don't think we have those one. Instead of maybe just because we're using what website and so on. But I think we need to come up with our own thing. Because we are too much. If we never learn from Corona, and we never learn even during this war, and I don't think we're ready for social for technology. Because we are not doing anything. We send our students to go and study. At the end of the day, we don't give them enough resources to come up with our own thing to do. It's the same with when we come to talk about Namibia. How many even ministers are listed with their website today? You go there and then you don't find you try to Google this ministry just to find information, but you never even get any information about talking about any specific ministry with the interest in. It's a problem which we have in this country. Master France, let me end up there. I'm not that really welcome to technology, that guru, but I know from there and there.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, my brother.
Right. Right. He makes sense. His analysis there when it comes to the stock exchange and all that. I don't just want to get into the details of that because that will not be tech, it will be economics. But my question is, can anybody win in a cyber war? And what will determine that win? Because in a conventional war, you destroy a whole brigade, a whole battalion, you destroy a whole air force, you destroy the whole artillery unit, you destroy the whole tank unit, you have won. But in cyber war, you destroy a website, it is created in 2 minutes. You buy an application, it is repaired and refurbished and rerun in a different coding. So that is... It's very difficult to declare yourself a winner in a cyber war. Right, it is 5 minutes to 12. I'll be going for a short break And then from there, I wrap up. And then, of course, welcome Dwight in the studio. So stay tuned. We'll be right back shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. We continue. It is 3 minutes to 12. So, to come to conclusion, what the Germans and the Americans have done is good. But is it the right thing to do? That one is debatable. I leave it up to you. But is it effective? Is it sanction enough to? Well, who are these users of this darknet and of this Garantex and this website that have been blocked? They are just ordinary people. So they are not. Vladimir Putin is not, say, Sergei Shoigu is not, Dmitry Peskov is not, Sergei Lavrov. It is ordinary people that are targeted. So they say, okay, it's dangerous, they are selling drugs. Fine, we cannot argue that. But most importantly, when it comes to the development of technology, now they are using technology as a deterrent measure. Technology is being used as a deterrent measure. And as if that was enough, or as if that was not enough, it's now used as an offense, an offensive and defensive weapon. So if you have the innovation, you have the know-how, you can create, you can use technology as, you can use technology as a weapon. You can use technology as a weapon. So using technology as a weapon has started in 2017, when the Chinese were sanctioned,
and the Garantex,
specific crypto site that has been targeted, is part of the sanctions. So I think whether these are desperate decisions, nobody knows. But my colleague is also versed in this issue. Dwight.
France.
Did you watch what happened on Tuesday?
Well, you have to be more specific, France. I watched a lot of things on Tuesday.
Some so-called Russian site been targeted as part of the sanctions.
Well, it's just now. Sanction, what level of sanctions are we on? 2.5 or 2.8 now of these sanctions?
No, they have gone to 3. They have gone to 6,000, bro.
Because the last thing that I saw was them trying to expanding the existing sanctions. So it's technically having one layer, and now you're just expanding it within that layer, because it included more people. It included more bank websites, like you just mentioned, it included more Russian companies. But the whole thing is, does it work, Franz? Because you know who's been successful at controlling their own internet space?
Yeah.
China. If you insulate, and I think it's something that we have to look into even here as us here on Tech Eagle. How is it possible that a country can insulate its own internet platform from the rest of the world? And if you try to make contact with someone sitting in China, ne, you can't own a Gmail account. You can't even own a Facebook account. You can't even own a Yahoo account. So if Russia does the same thing...
No, the Russians actually launched their own in 2019.
Yeah.
And they revamped it, I think it was October 2020 and last year, respectively.
Yeah.
Wanting to test if they can be independent.
In the internet platform.
In the internet platform, which they have succeeded.
I mean, China's anyone's example. China's everyone's example. So the internet space that was supposed to be free for all, we've now seen it's been politicized because that's what's happening now.
I think there are desperate measures because whether sanctions are working or not, we don't know.
Mm.
But they are also not working in isolation. I think they are hitting both parties, the sanctioneers and the one who is the sanctioner, both are suffering.
No, because yeah. They are. Because if Russia doesn't get its payment in rubles, guess what? They close the taps.
Yeah, they closed the tap. And what happens to Germany? There's no secured solution right now as to where they will get gas, because Saudi Arabia and other OPEC countries are refusing to increase their inputs.
Well, France, even on that note, we're still going to continue with the innovation and branding. But for today, we're looking at the most important parts of those aspects, meaning a little bit of like five steps in terms of sharing how to look at innovation associated to a branding. Because innovation goes in anything. And like you just mentioned now, Russia being innovative itself, even in difficult times, which is one of the best examples. It is one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on that note, Franz, then we can take it from there.
Yes. Thank you very much. Just to say, I must go.
Well, you can go, Franz. You may depart.
All right. Remember that you are meeting me again at 6:30.
No problem.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.